This episode is brought to you in part by Thomas Nelson, publisher of But God Can, How to Stop Striving and Live Purposefully and Abundantly. Written and narrated by Becky Kaiser and is available everywhere audiobooks are sold.
You're listening to the Enneagram and Marriage Podcast. I'm your host, Krista Harden, and I'm so glad you showed up for our relationship chat today, as well as for you and your people. We're all about living intentionally here so you can experience joy and balance in your relationships once again or for the very first time. Be sure you hang with us on our social media platforms, and if you like research like I do, make sure you check out our website at enneagramandmarriage.com for our weekly newsletter, freebies, and so much more, as well as at Instagram and Facebook. We have so many goodies to share with you. Let's dive right in together. Hello and welcome to Enneagram and Marriage on spring break. I hope you're having a great spring break yourself right now. I have my beloved Hannah with me on today's show. She is on spring break and we thought we would add a little lightness into this week before we come into a heavier topic. On Monday, we're going to be talking about narcissistic personality disorder and how to allow yourself to heal and to stop fawning if you're dealing with a narcissist in your life. And today we thought, you know what? Let's go lighter. Let's have some fun and balance out these heavy topics. And also, if you want deep, we are going deep on Instagram all week too. We are talking about vulnerability and ways you can deeply love each other. So we try to give you a bit of a balance here. So have some fun with us today as we talk through perhaps the biggest literary hero of all time, in my view, in terms of romance, and that is Jane Austen. She's masterful, and we have talked about her. We have theories about her as a five. You'll hear our theories about each and every one of her characters in Pride and Prejudice today. If you like this episode, let us know. Leave a review. Hannah also has a bunch of other of her novels and movies typed, and she really likes the cinematic elements, and I really like the reading. And so together, we really like to bring you that full picture, but we're going to start with her biggest and best, Pride and Prejudice, as I said today, so we can really hack out and deep dive Mr. Darcy, Elizabeth. Even if you've never seen this or read this, you've seen these elements through and through, this enemies to lovers trope. It is good stuff. So we get to talk it through with you today and also figure out what we think each personality type is like as we think about the characters. Now, I will remind you that we also know that sometimes when you are coming into podcasts like this, there's a little bit of a lesson for you sometimes where you might see yourself in a younger years where you're like, yeah, I remember when I'm a type three, I'm a type six, I'm a type seven, whatever it is. And I could see that about myself when I was not as healthy or when I was younger. So allow for some of the growth too to come naturally and allow yourself to just enter story with us. I highly recommend you watch the Keira Knightley version as well as the BBC version of this beautiful story as well. And so hopefully you can enjoy, even if you're not on spring break this week, whenever you are, you can come back to these beautiful pieces and then you'll really deep dive with us. So thank you so much. And also, I hope you are still allowing yourself time to walk through your date nights, your self-care, and your social giving. We're trying to do all three of those things with balance and with rest. And I hope you caught Monday's pod on restful rhythms also. So without further ado, let's talk with Hannah about Pride and Prejudice. Hey, Hannah, I'm so glad to have you today.
Hey, guys, I'm so excited to be on. Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, this is your spring break. We are so honored, junior year of college, spring break. Thank you.
I know, I have been looking forward to this, like counting down the days for so long. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the season that I'm in, but yeah. Anyone else in college understands you need that spring break so bad. You need the sleep, you need the rest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all good.
Yes, and we got into this because we were talking all Jane Austen and we said, let's do an episode together because Hannah is such a fan and we were talking so much. Well, happened to be talking about Emma, but.
Right. I was doing some like chores because, you know, it's time to do a reset on spring break too. Yeah. And I was like getting to watch Emma in the background and we were like, we should do a type on this, an episode. Yeah. for typing, so it worked out.
Yes, it did. And so we will do that one and even another one with Sense and Sensibility if you guys end up coming on this journey with us. But we want to gauge our audience too. So we can always do that at home. But today we're going to do the most popular Jane Austen, which is
Pride and Prejudice. We're so obsessed. You guys don't understand our level of obsession. We reference it constantly. We watch the movie and the show so many times. Mm-hmm. And of course, the book is just classic.
Mm-hmm. And you've even gotten some, of your hand lettering and art that you draw with it. So it's been fun to see.
I know. I'm so excited to hear what you had for some of their types. We've talked it out before, but these are the final ones. So you guys are going to hear the exact ones and maybe even wings too that we have for these people.
Yes. And let's, even before we do that, Han, let's just, I would love to hear why you think Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice might be the best love story of all time.
Might. Is.
Love it. This is my kid. No, okay, guys.
It's Romeo and Juliet written out in such a more powerful way. Obviously not the same trope, but it is such artistry. Like, it really is like poetry. Her writing is just so eloquent. And I love it because I think she was one of the first people to really write about personalities in a very deep way. And for relationships too, she understood the complexities in ways that were not often, you know, women weren't seen as being, unfortunately, as intelligent in that time period or as capable. And she pushed the limits and she showed that women could push boundaries. And so I love her writing in this novel. I just think it's beautiful. It's so powerful. And I think we're all, you know, just overtaken by like, oh, Mr. Darcy is just everything, especially with the cinematography and things in the movies and films. But anyways, this is the best.
Yes, I love that. I love that you remind us of the layered work of Jane Austen, that she was extremely detailed and complex. A lot of people think she was a five, and she really earned whatever stripe she gets as far as just being a great writer. We know great writers can come in all types, but we also know that this story sort of supersedes many others, because I think it's because we have at the beginning somebody who's doing this whole looks only viewing of this woman, and he's writing her off quickly because of her unfortunate family circumstances and unhealthy family system. And he's also saying, you're not as appealing physically as I would like. And you would think that you're setting up a villain here. Like, I'm just like so mad at him even when I say that.
But I know.
Somehow
it
he changed.
The culture. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was what it was all about, is finding women who would be the best wives because they could have the best children or whatever, and have that ranking going on in society. And so sad thinking about that. I'm really glad we didn't have to live through that time. Mm-hmm. But it's writers like Jane Austen who got us through that and got change to come. Yes. So yes, and this book is so cool because Elizabeth Bennet, I really think, is a reflection of her. And she's probably a mixture of so many characters, but you know, she was making changes and speaking her mind.
Yes. And I think that her love story here with these two characters, if you know Elizabeth and Darcy, and if you don't, hopefully you can get a quick backstory. Hannah can give a super brief one. That I think that one of the reasons I also think it's the greatest love story is that I think that so many of us did not have the first love at first sight, and they didn't either, but there were powerful feelings from the beginning of meeting your mate. Not everyone has that, but I do. I have that trope where there was a very strong distaste for thinking about dating Wes before I dated him, just like they had. And yet it became the most powerful love story of my life. So it's funny how that can happen. And now we look back and laugh, like, why did I have such strong feelings? But it's sometimes these strong feelings are bringing up bigger feelings of love that you might be denying.
Absolutely. You guys had a fire, you know, and that's your goal too. It's like, it really is a goal.
I was like, oh my gosh, I don't even want to hear about this guy. He sounds like, oh, like I was just like, I don't want to hear about him. And then my friend is like, never want neither of us picturing that'd be my person, you know?
I'm really glad you did. Obviously.
Oh, okay, so Hannah, tell us a little brief synopsis for those just coming into this book.
So The novel is about this family, the Bennett family, and there are sisters. So there's Kitty and Lydia are kind of like the silly ones in the story, especially Lydia. And then there's Mary Bennett, who is a sensible, like middle child, a little bit looked over. And then Jane is the eldest and seen as the most beautiful and good of the sisters, and all the men want her. She's also the oldest. And then we have Elizabeth Bennett, who is our main female lead in this novel, and she is fiery, and she has so much to share with the world. And as a woman, you know, she wasn't really able to do that, but she's just thinking, I don't really want to abide by society's rules in terms of who I marry. I want it to be for love. So she is faced with some different people who come to her and want to be with her, and some of them turn out to be not so good, and then some of them she's just like, I can't. So you've got to read it. It's amazing, or watch it. But Elizabeth Bennet ends up getting with Mr. Darcy, who they start as enemies because Mr. Darcy is very wealthy. She's more like middle to low class in their wealth. So Mr. Darcy has this royal relation, and he is very prideful at the beginning of the novel. We get to see his character grow, and he has some friends who do fall in love with his friend falls in love with Jane, the sister, and several events happen through the novel that make Elizabeth even more turned away by him. Like, she's just like, I cannot be with this guy. He's so prideful and arrogant. As the story goes on, we see what Mr. Darcy had been like all along, and the depths of his heart and love for her. And so in the end of the novel, it's this opposites attract, and this beautiful, tragic, and just incredible coming together for their glow. It's awesome.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that was so well said. Seriously.
Tangent. So hopefully you got the gist of that, but just definitely give it a watch. It's worth it. You will love
Yes.
it.
And I hear you saying give it a watch and a read, I will say, because she is a visual type and she's read the book. I have watched the movies with joy, but love the books best. So you get both here today.
Yes, you do. And I recommend all.
Yeah, and we recommend all versions. So, I think we started you on the even the abridged version when you were little. So it's like we kind of kept moving up of
Oh
everything.
yeah. I mean, and Melody's named after
Yes, Jane.
Jane. So, you know, it's part of our whole life. We've always loved it.
Yes, and I've tried to raise them like Jane Austen's, female strong archetype as well, to be bold and kind and also, patient, waiting for the right person. And so I'm really grateful to you and also very passionate. So I love to see it all in you and your sister. And also Jack is hopefully going to take on some of the better traits of Mr. Darcy, not the worst ones.
Yes,
So
absolutely.
yes, well, let's type together today. We have our list of characters. I hope our audience is typing with us a little bit. And we are so happy to hear if you have other types you want to give because we get it. We cannot get inside of these characters fully. So we might have some disagreements. Also, stay to the end when we are going to give you a few fun reasons why we are going to defend Mrs. Bennet. So I can't wait for that.
Yes.
Okay, but for now, Hannah, why don't you type our heroine, Elizabeth Bennet? You've already described her, so fiery, so beautiful to emulate. Tell us what you think type she is.
Okay, I
I
know
haven't
this is
heard
gonna get a lot of heat because
it.
everybody has their own perspectives.
Yes, that's
Actually,
what
on
I
all
was
of these
saying.
characters, you'll find that the Jane Austen fans out there are actually
Feisty.
very feisty. Yes, they are. So are, I guess, us included. So anyways, Elizabeth, I think, is an 8-wing 7.
Oh.
She is a justice fighter. She fights for her family. She does not like when she sees Mr. Darcy being callous and rude to others. She doesn't put up with that. And she's so strong. You know, that's one of an 8's best qualities, is that they're so determined, and she's headstrong, you know, and she knows who she is. I would also say Wing 7 because she has such enthusiasm and can bring, you know, so much spontaneity and things. She loves her walk. She loves her freedom. And so I think in the family, again, when the girls are told to be proper, she wants to have fun too.
That's
But
true.
yeah, she's passionate. She will
Wow.
fight though, as an 8. She will fight for what's right and for her opinion.
You nailed that. And I, when you said we were going to be like fighting about your typing, I was like sort of scared. But then you typed her exactly as I would have typed her. So now
Okay,
I'm really
good, good.
happy because she's an important one. And of course, we're going to see different layers and just different tri types. So don't panic if you've thought of a different one. But I definitely agree with you. And I even think when you named Eight Wing Seven, wow, I see how she could have fallen for Mr. Wickham at first. We didn't mention him yet, but he's going to be type two, but he's sort of one of the villains of the story. And she fell for him at first. She wasn't always thinking perfectly clearly. That spontaneous seven, that passionate eight, missed some pretty obvious signals that he wasn't a great guy. So I think we have to look at this as her character arc, that she becomes a healthier eight as we go along. So great typing, Hannah. And of course, I love that she was feisty enough to stand up for what was right and for justice and even to defend women. Oh, I love it. Okay. Could talk
Yes.
about her all day. I'm going to give my typing of somebody now. I'm going to go ahead and type Jane, which we said was the eldest sister, and this beauty in the family, this person who is really kind and caring and quiet and considerate. And of course, with all of those traits in mind, I'm going to give her the type Nine Wing One.
That's what I had for her.
No way.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Because she's very detailed and able to go within. And we know nine wing ones often do want love, but they also really are okay to sort of suffer silently and alone sometimes and, you know, kind of go into their creature comforts. And she's good with children and very loving and thoughtful and caring and also reserved with her feelings, except to her one wise person in life, which is Elizabeth. And they're able to in each other and say, no one else in our family, of our sisters at least, even our mother, none of them are mature enough to even have deep convos with us. So I love their bond too. I love their 9-8 glow together as sisters.
I do. I know, 'cause Jane helps Elizabeth to see reason. You know, when Elizabeth's like all fired up about something,
She
Jane's
calms
so
her.
calm, and she's also just, yeah, a place of, I think she's a safe haven for Elizabeth.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And one more super important point about Jane that we can all learn with our nineness, whoever is a nine out there, is that she does not, she keeps her cards close to her chest, and that almost loses her love because she does not share much about her feelings. And so we could also add a five into her tri-type too. That's important.
That is good.
My gosh. And let's just remember, if Jane Austen herself was a five, then she might have made her heroine Jane have some five. So secondary sort of additional. Okay. Now, Mrs. Bennet, Hannah, this is the mother of these five headstrong girls. And this is an interesting woman. What did you type her as?
I just think, honestly, to first thing to say is Mrs. Bennet deserves more appreciation. She is
Yes.
so funny, like the most funny person on screen. Well, her and Mr. Collins tie,
Yes. Oh my
especially in the
gosh.
1990s version, I think it
Yeah,
is.
yeah.
They're
This
phenomenal actresses
is
and
the
actors.
BBC. Yes. One Barbie movie member called us on when we were watching Barbie movie, and then
Yes, you will see it in Barbie movie.
they were
It's
like,
so
you're watching the
good.
BBC version of Pride and
Your jaw
Prejudice,
hurts
your
because
jaw
of
hurts because
being
you're eating too much.
starburst.
We were like, oh my gosh, called out.
I know it was totally us. But Mrs. Bennet is just hilarious, and I think that she's a six wing seven. She can be neurotic, but it's out of so much care. Like, she genuinely cares so deeply about her daughters that she's always worrying about their safety and about how they'll be provided for and taken care of someday. And I honestly think a lot of us would probably do the same thing and be freaking out, if we were in those circumstances where women did not have any power to take care of themselves, and get jobs and things. So she was, really thinking as a six, such a thinking type. And
Yes.
she's always like, my poor nerves and things, you know,
Yes,
and
her headaches, her nerves, and her
she's
husband says, these
loyal.
nerves have been my companion for these last 20
Yes,
years,
yes.
etc.
And I think she has that seven, because I'm guessing when she was young, she
Oh
resembled
gosh.
something of a Lydia and was really
My
fun,
gosh. You nailed it.
and yeah, just enthusiastic.
Yes, you nailed it. Oh my gosh, that six stays very close to the culture of what's happening, what's going. Now, her wing seven got her in some trouble.
For sure. All right. Well, let me go ahead and I'm going to type Lydia Bennett. And we've been alluding to a lot of seven wings. So let's just go ahead and name a seven, Lydia Bennett. Lydia is trouble from the start. She also has some three and some eight. She's kind of that triple threat right there of like all the big energy, but she's really compulsive and running after her whims. And of course, we have to remember the trope of adolescence, like not the healthiest version of any of these types, but she really is somebody who doesn't think fully through. She has some ideas at the beginning, very self-focused, just very concerned about having fun and not a worry about tomorrow. She also has that three that's a braggart, sort of like, I'm better than you, sisters. And so that's something that I think is the sexual energy, the kill or be killed instinct of like, I don't care for their face. They're ugly, big energy, making hats with extra fancy accompaniments. So I see a lot of sexual energy and a lot of assertiveness. What about you?
I completely agreed. I had the same typing, seven wing eight.
Oh my
I think
gosh.
exactly as you said it so well. She's very young too, and I think that makes a difference, but I think the thing is she loves being young. She loves getting to say I'm the youngest and married before the older ones. And she also has that wing eight because her energy, she has so much passion for life and she's a leader. She leads her sister Kitty into doing like mischievous and playful things and stuff. And I think you just gave it perfectly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I'm glad for us to also give her the grace of being young and having to learn really hard lessons in life because of some of those young decisions. I mean, if I feel any bad for anybody long term, and it's her
I don't know.
because she ends up with the worst marriage to a nasty character. And that's funny that I'm going to be talking about him next. But first, let's come back to something positive. Mr. Darcy Hannah.
Okay, here is, yeah, this is
Oh,
another one that I
this is
know
hard to
people could
type.
be very opinionated about.
Yes. Yes.
I am so open to hearing other opinions. So please don't think, I mean, honestly, this was a really tough one, but I think Mr. Darcy is a five wing four. I almost said wing six, but I'll give some reasons why four. If you know anything about Pride and Prejudice, I'm guessing you've gotten the feeling that, yeah, he has some five-ish qualities. He is not only logical and a thinker, but he is introverted. He is, I think, in those days, it was more about what is proper and what is modest and things for the society and classy. And so being wealthy, he had to always uphold those things. But at the same time, I think it's just his character that he didn't want to dance at parties unless there was someone he really wanted to be with, which that can be how fives are. But he also knows how to handle money, as a lot of fives do.
That's what
And
I was gonna
he's,
say.
yeah, he knows how to handle that money he has. And at the end of the day, fives are so romantic too when they go to that four. If you watch the newer version, I think it's 2005, that movie, he is so romantic, head over heels for Lizzie, and yet reserved with his five. So what do you think?
I think you nailed it. This is so funny because we've seen, I think we're so through and through alike on this. We
I
may
think
hit
we
some
have.
differences later, but you really got it. And you said that about his money and the way he's unhappy when his relatives, well, a steward of the family, Wickham, who we keep saying is the villain, and you probably know this if you're here with us, but he doesn't like the way he isn't good with money. He doesn't like the way he isn't proper, and yet he doesn't write him a nasty review all over the world. He's not such a three truth teller that he's like, I have to tell everyone. He's like, let's keep this within. It'll cost us too much as a family to slander him, but let's also keep our cards even closer to our chest because we know that there's unsafe people out there because we have money. So let's keep our affairs private. Also, he looked at her family, his betrothed to be Elizabeth Bennet, and he sees her wild mother, as I mentioned in the beginning, and he's like, this is too much energy for me. So I really see the five. And yet he also was able to learn and grow and be actually, if we were to give him Trudy lo seven love styles test, he would probably come out to be intellectual because she starts to banter with him and has such a fire with him that he's like,
I needed to give you that second look. And I think that that was really fun for all of us to see. So I think fives will do that, that they don't usually pick a spouse based on just looks. I think they sometimes think they do because they like a lot of fives love their hot rods and being cool and, you know, the tough person in the background with the leather jacket. Yes, there's a couple of tropes for five, but like five wing six is more like the techie for sure. Like, I don't care about that. But sometimes that artful five wing four is like, I really want to be tough and artistic and also, yes, you know, that wild guy. And I think we see that he has a bit of that flair because he's like, I am managing this whole home and estate, and I want somebody who's able to be wild with me. So I see that side of the five in him.
Absolutely. And I think too, with the four, he ranks. Like, mm-hmm. he doesn't just understand the underlying social classes. He straight out tells her when he's proposing. He's
the
like,
first time, yeah.
You are so far below me.
Yeah.
But I'll stoop down to your level, you know, because you're good enough.
Yeah.
And so she does not put up with that.
Yeah.
But that's what he's like at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so I think he ranks as a four, and he's also jealous of her affections with Wickham and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So not only is he romantic, but he has that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think he just likes being mysterious, which five wing fours are. He mm-hmm. enjoys having people wonder mm-hmm. and being slightly concealed. Mm-hmm. So
writes the letter to her.
Yes, he has. I think this is how Keira Knightley said it, is that he's gently masculine, I think mm-hmm. is what she said. And I thought that was so well put. Mm-hmm. She plays Elizabeth Bennet in one of the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And she mentioned that the actor was even like that. And so I think that when Mr. Darcy is looked at as one of the ideals for women, you know, mm-hmm. finding a partner, it's true, but not because, you know, of his romantic words, but just because we see the goodness in his character mm-hmm. at the end of the day.
Yeah.
He loves his sister and things,
yeah.
and it's really sweet.
Yeah, he's not like, I have to find my worth through the world. I already know who I am. I know my rhythms. I don't want to invite you in if you're going to be completely chaotic. But then he realized somebody who is that enchanting can give me energy that I don't have, even though I love my rhythms. He's like, I could really use this extra spice. And that's why I love their 5'8". Oh my gosh. So cute.
I know. It's so good.
Such a great glow. Okay. So we did a nice long time on him because he deserves that. He's the main male protagonist and based off of like every guy ever since. So, all right. So all of you need to know now, sadly, about Wickham. So we'll go very fast on him. I think he's got some very unhealthy 7 wing 8 or 3 vibes. He's just not truthful. He's looking for fun, like Lydia, and stimulation in that 7 place, if that's how he's going to self-soothe. But I also think the 3 is there in the sense of, I want the standing and I want the social proof. And that's where he's looking around for who's the richest woman in town. And when he finds out it's not the Bennet family, of course, he's not as interested in Elizabeth, but he is interested in manipulating. And so there's even some 3 wing 2. Oh my gosh, the manipulations.
Really,
it's just a lot going on with him. Unhealthy.
He's tough, right? Whatever he is, he's not in his health.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also important for people
yes,
to understand.
He
like,
is,
if you
yeah.
share the pipe, I have given myself mm-hmm. some of the bad characters before as like, oh, yep, they're a 4-2. Like,
mm-hmm.
I could go there in my unhealth.
Yes.
But, you know, I think that was really good what you said, though, that he could be a 7. And I think I agree with you more than a 3.
Mm-hmm.
He's competitive and just wants to climb to the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so not a 3 at their best. Okay, one of our favorite characters, which was actually based off of one of Jane Austen's nieces, Charlotte Lucas.
I love Charlotte.
You do. Tell us about Charlotte.
She is one of my favorite characters. And I think she's so understated, and I actually love that about her.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. I think that she is a 5 wing 6.
I think she's a 5. Oh my gosh, I never did the wing 6.
Yeah.
Yes,
5 wing 6.
Nailed
she's
it.
So loyal. And she says, I'm not romantic. She is not a 5 wing 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure she goes to that in different ways too with her, I don't know, gardening or whatever. But I think mm-hmm. that she's so wise and a place where Lizzie goes to get advice and things. And
mm-hmm.
she, by being an observer, gets to give new perspectives. And
yes.
I love Charlotte. She's awesome.
Yes. Oh my gosh. The fact that she's so Like, I am a practical person who doesn't
Practical.
have to have everything. I really like that for the wing six. She wants safety, stability, and she's loyal. Oh my goodness. But also, with that five being the main type, she's introverted and understands I have to be practical and careful for my family's budget. So, very caring. Now, I'm going to do Miss Mary Bennett because she's sort of an overlooked Bennett sister. And as Hannah said, she's very academic. One might think she's a five, but I'm going to give her the type of one because I think that she's
Wow.
always sort of in her unhealth, at least, giving
Okay.
a sermon or judging everybody to be, oh, you're not being feminine. This isn't the right thing to do. And so she's scolding others, and it's awkward anyway because she's not the oldest. And so people are like, Mary, what are you doing? And, Mary thinks it's the right thing to play a dirge on the piano. And she's just kind of like in her rightness, she's losing relationships. So I think that she's an unhealthy one.
I never thought of that. I did not even consider it. I mean, guys, I stereotyped her as a five right away. I was like, five wing four, that fits. No,
Yeah,
the
she's
one is so true.
academic,
I
but
completely agree.
yeah, and she's self-pres. I mean, so she's not necessarily out there in this loud, nasty, wild anger way, but she's definitely got some of that social one also. So it's probably like a person with several of the instincts going, and
Yeah.
maybe even a bit of the sexual instinct, but not likely to get much action with that
Yes.
behavior. So obviously, I've named some really unhealthy sevens in this, and this is just an unhealthy one. Okay, so we have here now a character for you, Caroline Bingley. This
Oh,
is the
okay.
sister of Jane, not Jane Austen, Jane Bennett's love interest, and so she's a saucy girl, right?
She is. She is a tough one to type. I think also because she's a side character, but at the end of the day, I would say she's a three, through and two. I think she's a heart type. She obviously likes Mr. Darcy, and she is, very ranking. But I think that also she can be deceitful in terms of when she pulled her brother away, she was lying to him like, oh, Jane doesn't have any feelings for you. We can go away. And ended up, costing him love for a little while. But I think that was also the practicality of the three. She's just like, oh no, she's not in our league. So I think Caroline Bingley is a little bit, she gets hated on, and she can be really mean and annoying, but I think also she's probably very traditional for the times. That was
Yeah.
expected.
Yes. Oh my gosh, you're so right. And we'll just do a really quick of the last few. So we have Lady Catherine de Bourgh, who I'm just going to say, I think straight up eight through and
Yep.
through. Would you
Oh,
agree?
absolutely. Yep.
She's a royal. She knows it. She knows what she wants. So you kind of get the best and the worst
She's
of the
so
eight in
blunt.
this blunt, just like she and Elizabeth, the other eight, obviously go toe to toe at some points. So interesting. This is why it's such a great story. And then we have Mr. Bingley, who is Jane's, who we mentioned is this nine wing one, sweet, demure, sort of concealing her love. What did you think Mr. Bingley is?
Seven wing six. He
Oh, yes, I
is
see that
brings
so
everything to
much.
positivity. He
Yes.
is loyal to his
Yeah.
friends, even though he's
Yeah.
like, Darcy, why aren't you dancing? He
Yeah.
always lights up a room, which you do too. And
So
I think
kind.
he's also got a little bit of, I'm sure, a little underlying anxiety. He's always like kind of scattered, a little bit of a
Yeah.
thinker.
Got a little neurodivergent at one point.
Yeah, I know,
Yeah.
I did. And I think that's also in the newer film of that. But I
Yeah.
love Mr. Bingley. He's
Yeah.
just, everyone likes him. Who
He's so
doesn't like him?
precious. He's so precious, and he lets Mr. Darcy, like the people with the big energy, like or strong opinions. Like fives have a lot of strong opinion, by the way.
Oh,
But
yeah.
5'8" energy that Mr. Darcy brings, he kind of like cowers to that a little bit sometimes until he finds himself and says, "I am going to finally look at my feelings. What do I really feel?" And that takes a long time for a seven. So not at all surprised that he almost missed his love because he took so long. All
Yeah.
right, so now let's have you type the last one before we talk about our funny ending with Mrs. Bennet. This is a really funny character, Mr. Collins. This is a person
Oh.
who is basically a friar, clergyman who has inherited a small estate and thinks he's the man. And he is like everything wrong with purity culture, all represented. We
is.
actually have my mom's paper. Remember, she wrote a paper on him and how ridiculous he was from many years ago in her college.
Yes. All right. This is so hard. And honestly, I bet there's a lot of other great opinions out there, so I'd be very curious to hear them. My take, which I hate to do this to myself, is four. Here is why.
I
I
didn't
don't think he's very
even
artistic. I really don't.
type
But I think at the he is ranking. Like, he really is. And I think he's a little bit prideful too. And I can go to that in unhealth. But he's like, once he's married to Charlotte, he's like, Lizzie, come see my house. Like, do you see what I've done? It's so great and stuff. And I could see that as three also. I bet he's four wing three or something. But I just saw four because I think he really does feel a lot. Clearly he's very passionate for Lizzie. And so yeah, I could argue three
arrogant
also
sexual form, maybe
strongly, but
too.
yes, absolutely.
Projecting when not
And then
healthy,
he's
projecting the shame
always a
outwardly.
victim too, and he fawns over Lady Catherine, and he loves actually the ranking though. He's like, oh, she's above me, you know? And he loves the honor of being her like sort of little manservant, you know? And so it's just funny. He's hilarious, but I hate to give him to my type, but I will because honestly, we've all got, you know, every type, you
Has
know, has
stuff.
stuff. So
Yes. And as a four, you model that for us sometimes of being able to self-abnegate. So thank you for trying to be so humble. And I want to throw other types under the bus with him, but I never gave it any thought. It's so hard for me to be mean at all as a seven. Like, I just feel like he's so bad and you gave him to yourself. So you are so much better than him, but
One of my favorite parts, if you're watching YouTube, you can see this, but basically he does this little wave for those of you podcasting and just watch the old 1990s show.
Yeah, so
There's a clip
BBC.
of him with Charlotte. So funny. He does this little wave and it's like, you're an idiot, but he's sweet and he's just like it's so funny. He's
Yeah, he
hilarious.
is. And he's like, I can't believe Lady Catherine would condescend.
I
You would
know.
talk to me. And so he's doing the self-abnegating too. So, okay, I'm going to throw him some love in that way, that he has a lot of humility underneath that puffed up pride. And so there's some good to him too. But we can giggle about him. But let's now say we are redeeming Mrs. Bennet. I had written a blog on this in the past, and then come to find out a ton of other people had too. She's usually seen as the most annoying person in the whole trope. And she's sort of the fall of Lydia, the wild sister. And, you know, here we're blaming everything on this precious six wing seven, and I'd like to redeem her.
Yes, I
So,
would too, please. Do you want to start?
okay, sure. I think one thing that I like about her is that she cares very deeply about her daughters and she worries about them and spends energy. And as you know, sixes are like that. Like, they will put out a lot of energy. They're one of our reactivity types. And a lot of us are like holding our cards close, like I said, and we're like, I can't do that. That's too much passion. And she brings all the passion to the table because she loves her daughters so much. Now, is it sometimes misplaced? Yes. Is it sometimes neurotic? Yes. But she cares, and that's never in question. Well, that's
I
one thing.
know.
What about you?
She's so loyal to her people. Yeah, I think she's just such a thinker. Like, yes, she's such a romantic heart type too, and very reacting with her body. So I think that's her wing eight. Or not wing eight, she's not a seven, but I think she definitely has that probably in her tri type. She's like, oh, my smelling salsa. Like, she needs her rest, and she's, I think, always trying to seek peace. I think that's what she wants is I'm trying to have this feeling of peace because my husband's gonna die, in a couple years, and because they're older, and she's like, we got to get these girls married off. Like, let's go, go, go. And
Yes,
so,
that's so six.
she's
But I could see
running
that
to
as me as a seven
people.
too.
Yes, she's clinging to people and forming quick relationships that aren't always wise, like Mr. Wickham, but she's just like, hey, you got money, take, like she's like meeting everyone at the ball and becoming sociable and ensuring the girls always are on their best behavior and looking their best because she's thought it all through. She's like, I've planned it all
My
out. I've got it all figured
gosh,
out, and this is how we're gonna survive.
yes. Oh my gosh, and this is the way to survive for women in this culture where Wes sent us a message this week to say women only got their credit card rights in the 1970s. This is early 1800s, and so I think it's so beautiful that she's trying to bring out the best in her daughters, knowing this is their best possible choice would be to marry well. So she's doing that, which honestly, here's where I don't think I'd be as good with my 749. I feel like I'd have a much harder time and I'd be one of the quieter, players out there, and she's getting it done.
Oh yeah,
She's getting
she
these girls married
is.
off to
I
the
mean, at
best
the
guys.
yeah, I know, and I think she
Wow.
grows too. But at the same time,
Yeah, she
she's as
does.
silly as ever.
Yeah.
By the end of the book,
Yeah.
and that's
Very
cute too.
entertaining to her
How
husband.
exactly he's like, I'm good friends with your nerves. I know
Right.
them well, which says a lot. Like she's probably been like this since the beginning. But
Yes.
she's charming too. Probably
Yes.
was to him, and
Yes.
she loves having fun. She's like, girls, go to this party,
Yeah.
Lydia, you know. So she's
Yeah.
the sweetest, also, and
Oh
hilarious.
my
She's so fun.
gosh. Well, you and I had so much fun today, and I am so hoping our guests here did too, that you just had a cup of coffee with us, that you just relaxed with us. Whatever kind of spring break motif you're in, make sure you watch that BBC version and also the Keira Knightley version.
Yes, please. They're so good.
They're
Any of you
so
soundtrack
good.
lovers out
Oh my
there,
gosh.
the Keira Knightley version's
Oh my
incredible.
gosh, her and Melody play on the piano. So, oh my gosh. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for spending time. And thank you, Hannah, for spending some of your spring break with us.
Of course, it was such a joy. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Bye. Thank you guys so much for taking part in this episode with us. Make sure you head over to enneagramandmarriage.com if you just want to read more of our blogs, learn more about different areas of your relationship. And we have over 400 podcasts, including our subscriber episode. So make sure you hop over to today's subscriber episode. We are finishing up the Myers-Briggs and we're headed into a hot topic next Wednesday. So make sure you stay tuned for that as well as we delve into the sexual instinct a little more deeply. But Monday, narcissism first. We have to work through how to make sure we're in healthy relationships. All right, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you again for listening with us. It was so wonderful to have you. I love knowing we're doing this journey together, not perfectly, but with love, grace, and hopefully some fun too. If you love today's episode, make sure you leave us a 5-star review at Apple Podcasts or Spotify so others can find it too. Visit our show notes so you can get all the links from today's show, as well as enneagramandmarriage.com, the Instagram, the Facebook, and all over the place. Make sure you spread the word. Love living intentionally with you. Bye-bye.